This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who wants to make the bet? Who wants to make it?
What bet are we talking about?
Colorado, Kansas.
Rob Brenton.
He's coming up on the round table here about 9:17. Dion's 1-6 versus ranked teams. Last 2 years with two top five draft picks. Only win was a TCU team that finished year with a losing record. Every local head coach has a bigger and better wins than the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, good thing he's not playing a top 25 team this week.
Bring that energy, baby. Bring that energy.
Why do people want to hate on Dion, though?
Because he's got to prove it, dude. He's got to prove it.
I feel like Dion's like Patrick Mahomes. No matter what he does, it's not going to be good enough for people.
I am a Dion hater, but you do have to give him credit. This is a guy who coached high school for 8 years, learned, won in high school, went to Jackson State, was incredible at Jackson State, won there, and is in the midst of an amazing rebuild. Like, I do have to give him some credit.
He turned around a program that was a dead stick, folks.
Yes. Do you believe now?
Starting to.
Well, I've been there for 2 years, baby. Been there for longer than that.
I think after the Nebraska game, we were kind of all wavering because we all said at that time, all right, maybe this thing is over.
He played against Mahomes.
But they bounce back. I mean, that guy looks like Mahomes, but plays like, you know.
Trubisky.
He plays like Mick Holmes.
Yeah. Mick Jagger. I don't know. Like, he just, that guy, if you're going to do that whole thing, man, you got to show up.
Here's somebody that's.
That looks like some guy at the bar. He looks like Fat Mahomes from back. Do you remember Fat Mahomes, who used to be part of the station back in the day?
I don't know.
Eric is his name, and he would. Overweight guy would come dressed as Fat Mahomes to events.
That's
what the kid in Nebraska looks like. He looks like Fat Mahomes.
Somebody who's not a Richard, which we'll get into that here in a second, is whoever hired and found Mac deserves a raise. Great hire. Late night show is the best.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you very
much. No, I am.
Go ahead, man.
No, thank you so much. That's very nice. That's very nice.
I thought they were thanking the person who hired him and found him.
I was like, go ahead, hit the sounder. Like, hit it.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
Max,
gotcha.
Like, thank you very much. Like, give me his acceptance speech.
I know exactly. I'm like ready to go. Well, I'd like to thank. Okay, fine. Here we go. Thank you.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
We like to make you part of the topics as well. So we asked you, text line 913-586-7965. Who's your Richard of the week? We'll start with the text line, and then we'll move on to Bob, because his are always entertaining for some reason to me. I just love him because I can see where he's at, what he's going through. From the 816, my Richard of the week with this week would have been, wouldn't have happened until the game last night, is George Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the
text line.
That's a good one.
Richard of the week. And then...
Fighting on the sidelines.
Yes, in snow, while Tomlin's beard is completely covered and he's eating it. My Richard today is my 5-year-old daughter because she jumped in my bed this morning to wake me up and need me in my Richard.
It's the worst, bro. It is the worst. The dog will do that. The kids. Oh, God.
The dog doesn't care. Yeah.
Bob, who's your Richard of the week this week?
Justin's son.
Is that...
Who's Justin?
Oh, you want more on who this guy is?
Yeah, please.
Justin's son is the gentleman who paid $6.2 million for the banana taped to the wall.
And isn't it, what's he called, like the comedian?
It's called the comedian.
Yeah. So you can't use that.
Right.
Yeah.
But this guy can. And he got a certificate of authenticity. That's all he got. And he is now able to tape his own banana to a wall and call it comedian.
Yep.
He paid $6.2 million for that. $5.2 million for the certificate, $1 million to the auction house. And I think to myself, $6.2 million, why wouldn't you just go written a check to some food bank or somebody who could use that money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me is a waste of money. That's why the rest of the world hates us. We got jackasses like this out here spending $6.2 million on a banana tape to a wall when you could just go give that money to like some people in need or help out foundations or food banks at this time of the year. People that are struggling, like, that's what you spent your money on? You're
why?
Richard.
God. Why? Why? That's crazy.
Somebody says on the text line for the 913 that Patrick Mahomes is him, but Dylan Raiola plays like my apartment.
My auto.
That's good.
Yeah, you know what's a low-key good snack? Text line, if you get it, just text in the name of the show. Bananas dipped in pizza sauce.
I don't get that one.
I know. Generational gaps.
Mac, do you get that one?
No, didn't get that one.
Come on, text line, you know what I'm talking about. Pizza
gross,
and bananas. Pizza sauce and bananas. My Richard of the Week is quite simple. The MLB writers.
Oh, they could be every week.
What the hell? You got a double dip. You know those daisy dips you can get? The French onion, all those good ones? Those daisy dips? This is a double dip of Richard of the Week. First off, two votes. Two for Matt Quatrero. Two. Like, 30 win upgrade, ALDS, two first place votes.
That's right.
Richards. The other one is... I get it. We knew that what's-his-face, Aaron Judge, was going to be the MVP. Unanimously, though?
I know. That was a surprise to me.
Unanimously MVP?
Unanimous?
30 votes.
You sure about that?
Out of you sure that's what?
Maybe you should have waited to the Game 5 incident to vote.
What the hell is that? Bobby Witt Jr. should have got, I'd not say that he should have won.
No.
But the fact that he didn't get 1-2-3, like, I'd be okay if
he had 2. Is there not a Kansas City guy voting in this thing?
I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, what are we doing here? The best single-season shortstop we've seen ever.
No, and that's not hyperbole. That's not an opinion. That's fact.
That's a fact.
It's fact, yeah.
That's a fact. So all of you people that unanimously wrote in that Aaron Judge gets it, nobody else even gets a consideration vote, and then you want to patch it up and be like, well, we all said he's second. Get, you know what? Go pound sand.
He was unanimously second, but is there not a Kansas City vote for this? Like, and if there is, and the person in Kansas City didn't vote for Bobby Witt, that person shouldn't be allowed to cover baseball.
Two votes for Quatrero, zero first place votes for Bobby Witt Jr., and I think Seth Lugo even finished second.
He finished second in the Cy Young.
He wasn't going to get that. I'm not saying he's going to get it. Second.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but Quatrero should have won it. Should have at least gotten more than two first place votes. And Bobby
it should have been a close vote with all three of those guys. That should not have been a runaway by the Cleveland manager.
No, and it shouldn't have been a 30 unanimous decision for Aaron Judge. Richard of the Week, writers at vote. Mac?
Yeah, this is not similar, but this is not a specific person. I'm going to go the first 16 teams in the NBA draft because the Lakers at 17 got a freaking stud who scored 37 points.
I know,
this
Bronny's
week.
Been awesome.
Okay,
he's getting some scrutiny now because he's not traveling with the G League.
Yeah, he's not even. Yeah, exactly. He's only playing. Yeah,
just get out now, dude. Just get out.
Pretty rough. Yeah, my Richard of the Week a few weeks ago was LeBron for that exact situation. But first 60 teams in the NBA draft because Dalton Knecht, second in National Player of the Year voting, should have won the National
Didn't
Player
he have
of the Year.
37 the other day or
had
something like that?
37 this week. And no one wanted to draft him because he was 23 years old. He wasn't 19. But he comes in and he's ready to. Just lace. And so and this is like wide in sports right now. It's
you mean the Bo Nix of the NBA you like?
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
What?
Because he's not wrong right now.
See? He's evil when he laughs like that.
It's very evil. The thing is, I hate it. I'm in his lair right now.
Yes, dude.
He's crawling in with him.
Oh,
gosh.
He's stewing in your admittance.
The difference is, I think Dalton Knecht is the ceiling. I think we're seeing the best from Bo Nix right now. But it's just crazy. This guy torches a whole college season all year, and no one's like, hey,
who did he play for?
Tennessee, which I'm a little biased. But still, he was fantastic last year.
He's been great. What did LeBron say about him the other day? Like,
I think tried to tell all you effers I was right last year, but you didn't believe me. And then he went off social media.
Drops mic, drops social media. Probably best for some people at times.
You know what? I think for an athlete, what's the benefit of being on social media?
Unless you embrace it. Like, Max Homa's perfect. I know he's a golfer, and here we go again. But he started his whole thing with, like, rate my swing. And the other day, Julian Edelman sent him a thing that said, rate my swing. And Max Homa replied with, it's amazing that you can't find the slot. Because he was a slot receiver.
All right.
He embraces it at least. Like Kevin Durant, he had the burner account.
Katie embraces it now, too, though.
And he's on that wonderful show with that wonderful woman up in Adams on Kay Adams' show.
She's so good.
But like athletes who fight with people on the on the Twitter machine, like, well, you're not gaining anything by that, man.
Yeah. Richard of the Week here, Ja'Marr Chase, after what he said, Cincinnati's still the team to beat us in the AFC. Every time they lose, he would be my Richard of the Week from the text line. So, yeah, there you go.